When my dad found the place, it was what he calls the prairie with poles. There was a roof on the place, but it was in such bad shape that every time it rained, it was like turning on a shower. The ticket booth was all torn to pieces from vandalism. There were bullet holes in the glass. The fence wasn't there at all. There was no fence or no bushes or no little trees like there are now. It was basically just a big open empty area with a screen that was still standing, and most people would basically just walk away from what they saw there. And even the guy who owned the place tried his best to convince my dad not to try to reopen it. He thought it was going to cost him so much money and it wouldn't be a worthwhile venture after everything he's seen over the years. But my dad's kind of an optimistic guy, so he actually took all the money he had in his savings, got a couple of friends to get their savings together, and with what they had there, they managed to get the place reopened and reestablished in 89. It's not so much a hobby as it is just a family tradition at this point. Basically, me and my brother, we do all the hiring. We figure out who's going to be there, and we're there 6 to 7 days a week between me and my brother. And my dad's out there probably 3 or 4 days a week now, and that's stepped back from the 6 that he used to do also. And what's kind of funny, back in the beginning of the drive-in, my dad was actually working 2 full-time jobs while building the drive-in, redoing it, and working at the drive-in. I mean, for most people, he was putting in probably 90 to 100-hour work weeks, where a lot of people just can't even imagine that.
So when did you first realize this digital transition thing was going to be a reality and you'd have to start raising some money or you'd be in real trouble?
Basically around this time last year. I mean, they've been telling people that the digital stuff was coming for about 5-year period, and they were watching it closely, but there was no need to switch over, and the equipment was tremendously expensive at that point. I mean, when they first started saying, hey, the digital projectors are out now, the Series 1 machines were going for about $350,000 to $500,000 per screen. So it was a thing that it's like, okay, well, if we have to do that, we're definitely going to close because there's no way we can come up with that kind of money. And then as more and more theaters began to convert over, we started seeing the prices come down a little bit, but it's still way too high for like a drive-in business like ours is. And finally, at around this time last year, we went to our convention and they told us, I mean, the people from the National Film Association came in, we've reached a tipping point. There's approximately 70% of all theaters in the United States that have now converted over to digital. There's no more incentive for the film companies to produce in 35mm, so they're starting the phase-out plan now.
And where are you at in terms of fundraising?
We basically managed with all the fundraising we've done this year and with the loan that we've been able to get, we're about $10,000 right now from our goal of being able to purchase the equipment that we need. We've done tons and tons of research. We've had over 6 companies come out, give us quotes on the different projectors that we need for our theater. Because of how far we are from our screen and how big the screen is, we have to have a specialized projector that only 2 companies sell. And unfortunately, they're about twice the price of every projector that they sell for the indoor theaters.
Are you somewhat in awe that the community has come out or the region has come out and with such force in terms of financial commitments? I mean, based on, you know, initial reaction, like, well, we'll never get there.
It really has been kind of overwhelming. And they basically, with all the support we had over last season, convinced us that it was worthwhile trying to get a loan on the equipment to cover the majority of the cost. Because we knew that we have a certain limit that we can actually get a loan on. And it was not even close to what we needed to convert the drive-in over. And because of the way we actually run the drive-in theater, we do not own the actual land there, so we do not have any collateral for placing a loan on the business. So what we had to do was actually take a loan out on our other business to be able to afford the projection upgrade. But with all the support that we saw, I convinced us that it was worthwhile to do. So we're basically playing poker right now, putting all of our cards on the table, putting the whole pot in and hoping for the best. Those projectors are so ridiculously expensive. I mean, for something that's the size of like a miniature dorm fridge, it's just absolutely mind-blowing how much they can charge for it.
How far away are you getting support from? You get an idea of, for the first time maybe, of people that, wow, we didn't know that families from, you know, 50 miles out or wherever are coming to see movies?
Well, we've generally known over the last last 20 years or so, that the majority of the people that come out to the drive-in and support the drive-in are not actually local to the drive-in. They're actually from the Champaign area predominantly, and then a little bit from the Bloomington area over the last 5 years. And locally, we've had a little bit of support, but it's not as much as you would think. A lot of the people are kind of in the boat where they tend to take for granted what's there because it's been there so long, where the people that travel, that make the commitment to drive a half hour, 40 minutes to come out to the drive-in, they're the ones that actually want to see it because they actually spend the money. They come out to support the place, and they're there quite often compared to the locals. But the biggest thing that we've seen is people that used to live in the area, they used to go to college down at the U of I, that now live halfway across the world, even in Australia and Japan. We've had people sending in donations.
And have you communicated with other drive-ins?
Yeah, we've actually been in talks with a lot of them, and a lot of drive-ins have actually been following our lead because we've been the most successful out of everybody so far for our fundraising efforts. Unfortunately, we're going to find out what the exact numbers are here next week when we actually attend the conference, but it seems like about half of the drive-ins, if not more, by the end of this summer are not going to be operational in 2014.
And that's because they have to still show 35mm.
Yeah. Yeah, and they don't have the money to put into this for the thing. I mean, there's a lot of drive-ins out there that do much worse financially than our theater does, and they're running it basically like a hobby, and they can't afford to put that much money into a hobby. The only drive-ins that we've seen so far that have guaranteed that they're going to be open are the leaders that are in the organization, and they're in the metropolitan areas where they draw thousands and thousands of people every season.
And will you be open, though, this year, just like the other ones you mentioned, regardless of what happens? Or?
Well, with what we've discovered to get the cheaper equipment for our projectors, we actually had to build new booths at our facility. And when we built the new booths, they're so tall that they basically impede where the old projectors would project on the screen, so we can't use our current equipment regardless. So we're kind of in, we have to wait until we manage to get this last $10,000 before we can go ahead and say, hey, we're open and we have the new equipment.
It seems like with the $100,000 or wherever you're at, you have a pretty positive attitude and you're determined to see this through.
Yeah, we basically made the conclusion that it doesn't really, we don't know when we're going to be able to reopen. We have our eyes set on a date. We also know a day that we have to place the order for the equipment by, which is basically right after the Valentine's Day next month, February 14th. We know if we can place it by then with the deposit that we have down, we would be able to get the equipment installed and be able to open our doors in the end of March, in the last weekend of March. If we can't make the goal by then we know that we're probably going to have to push back our opening date, but as long as we get open sometime in May, we'll be perfectly happy. We put ourselves out there, and we're hoping that we can just get enough support for the last final push. And we've actually had just recently a couple of local businesses that have gone through and said, hey, we're behind you. We've got little donation jars all over the Gibson City community where people have been donating change basically all winter. So there's a few hundred dollars coming in from there. And one local business is just going to start this week a special advertising campaign where every time you get your oil changed at a local automotive place, they'll donate $25 to our fund.
You know how many drive-ins are left in Illinois?
In Illinois, I believe there are 7 right now. And as of this year, depending on if Kodak will be able to continue making 35mm film in March, then we'll know that there's going to be just 4. Because the only ones that have so far either converted over to digital or said they're guaranteed to convert to digital is the Cascade Drive-In in Chicago. There is one down in Litchfield and one down in Belleville. They're both down by St. Louis. And I believe the Route 66, using some of the money from the Knights Action Park, is going to be able to convert to digital also.
Anything else that you want to add we haven't touched on?
Well, basically, just if people are interested in helping to support us and get us to that last final milestone, the website that we've made is basically, it's called SaveThisDriveIn.com. It's nice and simple. People can go there. There's a bunch of different donation levels. I mean, you can go to everything from $1 that gets you a thank you. If you donate $6, it gets you a ticket for a movie in 2013 once we can reopen the theater. And a lot of our donation levels are much, much more than what you are actually making for a donation. For instance, if you have a small business, if you want to do on-screen advertising with us, if you donate at the $500 level, you're actually getting about $1,300 in value for that donation level. If you donate from like a family perspective, $50 to $100, you're getting anywhere from $90 to $180 in value with what we're giving away for the rewards.
What's the most gratifying part of just running a drive-in? I mean, and something that even a few years ago wasn't as popular as it used to be.
The best part's basically seeing the little kids coming out and just marveling at how the drive-in works. I mean, a lot of them, they're so used to going in, and now they have streaming on the TV. They don't have to leave the house, don't have to go rent a movie. It's just all right there and accessible to them. So when they go out to the drive-in, they see these huge screens sitting up in the air, and they see that it actually has to be projected onto the screen, whether it's the old equipment or if it's going to be the new digital stuff. I mean, it kind of gives them a huge rush, and they love it. I mean, we love seeing the kids come out. That's why we have the big play areas. We donate to the local soccer leagues and stuff, and all the little kids just coming out, enjoying themselves. I mean, that puts a huge smile on your face. I think my dad rarely ever gets emotional, and this summer we had a group of about six or seven little girls from the Bloomington area, and what they did is they had a lemonade stand over the summer, and every time somebody donated to their lemonade stand, they took all the money from holding the sales over the summer, which they actually had three of them, and they brought the money out and just donated it to the drive-in. They didn't keep a single cent for themselves. I mean, it was such a heartless deed. It was just incredible.